Boom! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the spepisode of Two Guys and One Lapdog, the podcast. I know what you're thinking. It's Wednesday. Why is there another podcast? Guess what? You're getting three episodes this week. This is a special episode that comes to us as a request from one of our very loyal listeners. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to the voicemail that we got from one Colby Lloyd, who, by the way, is the owner, part owner, and creator of Wayward and Wild. Go ahead and give them a follow on Instagram. They're a great Pacific Northwest company, and they make really awesome gear. So without further ado, Colby, take us away.
Yo, Colby Lloyd here, calling to request a podcast episode for your podcast. We please do one that's called Fight Till the Death and cover all of the weapons and methods of battle humans have covered since we've been conquering. That would be hilarious. Take that wherever you want, but listening to you guys talk about that would be great. All right, I'm out. Bye.
Thank you, Colby. Without further ado, let's just get this episode started. My name is Ryan Yoshida. I am one of three hosts here on this lovely Wednesday morning. To my left, you know her and you love her. Abuela. Abuela, you excited to get this episode off? She still hasn't figured out how to talk yet, but luckily for you, we have host Matt to my right. Matt, how's it going?
It's going well. I do know how to talk, so that's nice. I'll be picking up the dog Slack. We're still working on
it. You have these guys, the thumb.
Uh-huh, the disposable thumbs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do a lot for me.
She's pretty insecure about that.
Sure, as well she should be.
A little bit of a bummer. So to the Tigo Nash, to our listeners out there, sorry NPR Matt couldn't make it today. He has a whole lot of other stuff he's got to go on, but yeah. He sends his regards.
Yeah, well, he's in Europe right now. He's doing some reporting, yeah.
He's got to get out there.
A lot going on out there.
So like Colby said, this is going to be an episode dealing with weapons of death, kind of throughout mankind, the history of mankind, how we conquered each other, what we do to fight. So for the format of this episode, we kind of created it. We're going to do it as a 1v1 host versus host, mm-hmm. heart versus height. Mm-hmm. It's going down. We got three categories. We got hand-to-hand combat. That's going to be our spears, our swords. Really medieval. Is that what the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, I would say guns.
How would you describe that?
I would say pre-guns, maybe a little ancient weaponry, you know, all that, however you would, you know.
Pre-guns or post-guns?
I would say pre-guns.
Or post-Malone.
I would say pre-Malone. Dude, did you know that? Did you really quick? This has nothing to do with this. Dude, he spent $40,000 on Postmates.
I saw that,
which is insane. That's tight.
That's fucking
goals. That's tight.
Yeah. So the first category is going to be hand to hand. The next one will be lethal weapon or modern day weapon.
Yeah, they're probably all lethal, but yeah, this one will be a little bit more modern. Meaning gunpowder,
anything
that all that good stuff.
And then the last one will be future weapons. Mm-hmm. So things that are kind of in the works that we might be seeing in the near future. Mm-hmm. Each of us has selected a weapon in this category. We're going to bring our weapon to the table. We're going to talk about how we would use it to fight each other. Mm-hmm. And then we'll see who would win that battle. Mm-hmm. We also, because there was a bunch of weapons, and different like tools or whatnot. So we have honorable mentions that we'll bring up at the end too, because some of them that we wanted to make this list just couldn't. Mm-hmm. But without further ado, let's just jump right in. Mm-hmm. Category one, hand-to-hand combat. Once again, this is Ryan, host Ryan, versus host Matt. Mm-hmm. Should we give them our stature so they can get a little bit of background?
Yeah, I'm sitting 6'2", walking around at 200 pounds.
What's your fighting weight? What's your official weight?
I fight at 180, yeah. Walking around 200.
Walking 200? Mm-hmm. That's big.
I'm a big boy. I went in to go get my nose looked at, and when she gave me my physical or whatever, mm-hmm. I realized I had hit 200 pounds.
No way.
I'm not looking necessarily thick around the midsection. No way. So yeah, shouts to the boy. Yeah, because
hey,
thanks for that.
We just
yeah,
had knuckles, dude. That was tight. Yeah. 200. Yeah.
200.
That's a
I know.
Tight 200
triple
too.
Digi, man. It means
yeah. It's a lot of water weight if you're going to fight at 180.
I know, a lot of sweat.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
okay.
Probably a fighter at like 185, 190.
And what was your
20 pounds is a lot. Official height, 6'2".
Okay. Myself, host Ryan, coming in at 5'10", walking around.
You are not 5'10".
Okay, but hey.
You are not
5'10". Did I question what you said?
Oh, my God.
Coming in at 5'10", walking around weight, probably sitting around 180.
Oh, my God.
But I'm weighing in today at 145. So.
And
My fighting weight is 145, so let's just jump right into it. Hand-to-hand combat, what do you got?
I am going to put you in the Sicilian bull.
Okay.
Which, if I may...
Describe it.
Yeah. It is a... I want you to picture a metal bull, like statue, made of metal, of a bull.
Okay.
And on one side, it has a door. You open the door. I'm going to put you into that door. Okay. And then I'm going to light a fire underneath the bowl, and I'm going to cook you alive.
What?
Yeah. The ancient, of course, it's the Sicilians, because the Sicilians are crazy. They invented that. It was a torture device. And yeah, you would literally just cook someone alive in it. You would throw them in there, close the door, lock it, and just cook them alive. It also had holes in the Sicilian bowl. You're For those of us who aren't in the room, Ryan, host Ryan is Googling Sicilian bull, like a soup bowl, but it's Sicilian bull, like a male cow.
This is actually a good time to let them know. If you want to see the images of the weapons that we are talking about, we have them all posted on our Instagram at two guys and one lap dog. Spell it all out. Just so that you have an idea. Jeez, wow.
I know, yeah. Okay. It's when you get the image, it adds a lot more. So maybe just pause this podcast, go over to the Instagram, check it out. The Sicilian bull, it's insane. There's holes.
So you're going to put me in this?
I'm just going to put you in there, yeah.
So I'm going to set the scene. We're in a gladiator-esque ring.
Sure.
Right? And you walk in.
Uh-huh. And there's one of these. Yeah, I wheel it in on wheels. And okay, I just, okay. Yeah. Yes, crazy, I know. And there's holes near the nose so that like when you're screaming and stuff, it actually sounds like a bull. So, yeah, and the smoke comes out, and then you just get cooked to a crisp tender, and then I take you out, and I feed you the dog, and that's how I win.
So what you're telling me is that you're going to somehow tie me up.
Mm-hmm.
Put me in this bowl.
No ropes. No. I'm not going to tie you up. I'm just going to shove you in there.
You're just going to pick me up and put me in there?
More or less.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I mean, I had another instrument. It's called the man catcher, I think it's called a man catcher. It's essentially a stick with a big collar on with spikes on the end, and I would just put that around your neck and then kind of force you in there. And so, yeah.
Why do you want to trap me?
Well, it seems creative. I'm not Sicilian, but I am of Italian origin, so it kind of felt good to stick to my roots.
You wanted to plug that, didn't you? Just a little bit.
Well, I mean, a little bit, sure, but
And this is a torture weapon.
It's death, but it is a slow death.
Would they use this in battle, or is this post-battle with, like, prisoners?
This would be, post-battle with prisoners. Or, in the middle of the battle, you just grab somebody from the front lines, you pull them, take them back to the, back of the area, and you just shove them in there, and that's what I would do to you.
Okay. What, is there a door? I don't know if I'm
There's a small door, yes.
Is it on the rear end?
It is on the side. So I would open that up and just shove you in there, and then
close.
So
it's like an oven.
It is more or less a metal oven for a man.
What am I baking at, like 420 degrees Fahrenheit?
Why'd you choose that number, Ryan?
Because that's what the oven's at right now.
Oh, that's a lie. I don't know how hot it would get. I imagine it would get very, very warm, and it would hurt a lot for you.
Your first weapon is a Sicilian bull.
Yeah, it would hurt a ton for you.
For the listener, spelled B-U-L-L, not B-O-W.
Yeah, Sicilian bull.
Okay, well, let me tell you what I'm going to bring.
Okay.
You ready for this one?
Yes.
It's called a Madu. M-A-D-U.
M-A-D-U, Madu.
It originally came from India,
mm-hmm.
and it's made as a defensive weapon.
Okay.
Right? It's a shield with two horns or a spear. You can kind of play around with how you want to do
it. So it's a shield X spear collab.
So to speak.
Uh-huh.
Naturally, I would want on my shield the Box Supreme. Just because branding,
sure. Supreme
right?
logo, sure.
But yeah, so it's a defensive weapon that was made in India. And it favors those with a low stance in which the wielder is going to stay lower than his opponent.
Uh-huh.
Thereby reducing your opportunity to get to my vital points.
Okay. And by low stance, you mean shorter.
Well, see, and that's the thing, is I know that I'm shorter than you, so I'm already at an advantage.
Sure.
If I get even lower, it's making it even harder for you. Mm-hmm. But I did not anticipate you to come in with a trap.
Sure. Yeah, that's why I chose it, is because I knew that I was going to be against you, and you are of smaller stature than I am.
Hmm.
And so I figured it would be really easy to just kind of kick whatever you have in your hands out of your hands, pick you up, and just shove you in there. Lock it and light a little fire.
This is a tough one. I'll tell you why.
I think I'm going to come out ahead on this one.
I think you're going to come out ahead on this one, if I'm being honest. But I think I'm going to do some damage to you.
Oh, sure.
I think you win this battle, but you're not walking away without any type of scratches or anything.
No, I'll have a cut or two, a scratch, but you will be baked a lot. You know,
unfortunately, I'm going to literally get cooked like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah.
And that's going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
but I'm going to make sure I leave a little bit on you, yeah. I think. I think this thing will allow me...
The defensive weapon is really where you...
So I have a shield, and I'm lower than you. What's your plan of attack?
Well, I'll just kind of walk up to you, and I assume at one point you're gonna thrust or lunge with the spear.
Okay.
I'm just going to sidestep that, grab the spear, take it out of your hands, throw it away, pick you up, and then just walk you over to the bowl and just shove you in there.
Okay, so I'm not going to lunge, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I've tried that before on you, and it has ended terribly.
Oh, yeah.
So going into this, I know I'm not going to lunge.
Okay.
I see your bull over there, right? Because you're not going to move that. Are you going to move it while we're fighting?
Well, and then so that was my other plan of attack was if you didn't lunge, I would probably just go get the bull. It's on wheels, mind
naturally.
You. Naturally. Big, nice Michelin wheels, so a lot of turf. And I would just run it right at you.
I feel like I could sidestep that.
And so you, and exactly, and you would sidestep it, but you would be kind of off balance when you sidestepped it. And then at that point, I would grab the spear out of your hands.
Initially, I thought that you had a pretty good upper hand. This one is kind of a tie.
Hard to say. I do not know if it is a tie. I think that I'm going to end up getting you in that bowl, lighting the fire, and cooking you alive.
I think we can both agree you're going to get me in the bowl. Mm-hmm. I'm going to end up, I'm done.
Oh, I'll be hurt.
But I will not be cooked alive. I do a lot more damage than you're giving me credit for. If I'm being just completely honest, because the strategy of pushing that bowl at me, I can I'm pretty agile. So I think I can sidestep it, stay on my feet, battle a little bit. I'm going to lay a couple on you.
Sure.
You know, be it if I'm shield bash you. Like, you can close me, I'm just going to bash you. Granted, you're going to try to grab it. But I'm gonna bash the shit out of you.
Well, I'll probably get bashed. I can own that. I'll probably get bashed. I'll probably get stabbed a little bit. Bottom line, at the end of the day, you're going in the bowl.
Ding ding ding. Mare.
Yeah, I appreciate
that. Mare
wins
the hand-to-hand combat once again.
I mean, really, with hand to hand, you don't really stand. You know, I don't want to be that guy.
No, I mean,
don't want to flex on you. But
there's
you know,
a reason that the lightweights don't fight the heavyweights.
There's a reason.
You know what
there's
I mean? There's a reason. Congratulations, you're heavyweight now.
Appreciate that.
So you won round one.
Appreciate that.
Should we jump into round two?
Yes.
All right, we're into the modern day weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Should I go first?
Go ahead.
So, I went with the Vespa 150 Tap. This is a scooter with a M20 75mm recoilless rifle mounted to it. So, I want you to think of a traditional Vespa, and it just has a massive rifle attached to it. This was used in World War II. What they would do is they would bring it, fly a plane over, like in Paris, let's just say Paris.
Sure.
Fly a plane over Paris. They parachute drop the scooter with two guys.
Oh, wow.
To help make sure it gets to the ground, and then they're just on the streets of Paris with the gun. And
so you're gonna get airdropped out of this plane with a Vespa and a parachute, hit the ground, and just shoot me with this rifle.
Well, so once again, we're coming into a Coliseum, right? So I'm just gonna ride out in this thing, and just so that you have a visual, because the people do, I'm coming out of the gates in this.
Oh wow, that is unbelievable from you. Wow, so it's essentially a cannon strapped to a Vespa.
It's a mini tank.
I really appreciate that they went with the Vespa and not a motorcycle. I think that's probably the best part of this little weapon. I really like that a lot.
Because you know that if they made it like a Hurley, you'd just be like...
It'd be too much. It'd be
way too much. What do you
bring? So this is... I am already going to go ahead and tell you I'm not going to win this one. And I'll tell you why.
Is it because I outwitted you?
It is not because of you. You outwitted me. It's because I kind of actually played myself and I outwitted myself. I went with the Sun Gun. Okay. Which was a Nazi weapon, or I mean, it wasn't actually a Nazi weapon, but they were designing it. And it was pretty much the plan with these Nazi scientists was to launch a massive reflector made of metallic sodium 5,000 miles into space to focus the sun's energy on a given area.
How do you control that?
Fucking absurd.
Is there an app on the iPhone?
There is not an app on the iPhone. I have literally no idea what their plan was. When the Nazis got caught, the Nazi scientists working on this at the end of the war, they told the Americans they were going to need 50 to 100 more years to figure it out, which they did not have. But 50 years ago, 60 years ago, however long ago World War II was, to now, I think I could have figured it out, or they could have figured it out. So I'm going to go with the Sun Gun. But the thing about it was is that it was designed to... take out large areas like cities, and because we're going to be in a Coliseum, you're going down, but I am going down with you. is where I'm getting at.
What is that when the mission, like, you know that
it's mutually assured destruction, mad, yeah, mutually assured destruction, yeah. So
okay,
I thought that I was like, oh, dude, there's no way he's going to be able to. No matter what he does, I'm going to light him up. I realize I'm going to light myself up as well, which is
did you have that realization as you
just
were
now,
like,
right now, yeah. Just now.
I can imagine you sitting there in the library and like, oh, I got this guy. Like, he's
that's essentially
toast.
What happened. Yeah. Like, dude, he is screwed. Yeah.
I love the thinking.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I'm trying to think outside the box.
Say what you will about that, but you are so outside of the box.
The Nazis depending on who you ask, insane for this. They were really going to just send a huge piece of metal into the atmosphere and just try to reflect it on a town and
just blow up the town. So what I'm getting at, I'm getting two things out of this. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of, number one, the Death Star from Star Wars.
Exactly.
Or, you remember when we were really young, the magnifying glass? That's the oven.
Yeah.
And you would direct the sun's light into that. That's what I'm thinking of. And I love the outside of the box thinking. I just don't really see how practical this is, because I'm going to ride in on my scooter and I'm going to light your ass up before you can even set this thing up in the sky. I don't know how you're going to control it, but all I know is you're toast.
Yeah, that's really the thing, is that I think my plan was to, before we even got into the arena, set it up, make sure it's all good, pretty much set a timer. So, you know, if we meet there at high noon, this thing's going to go off. What I didn't account for is that there's just no way that it could ever pinpoint just you in said arena. It's going to obliterate everything in like a 50-mile radius of that arena. So I think round two
goes to the heart.
Is a tie, because we're both dead.
No, because you're dead before this even happens. I mean, I'm going to die.
Well, I would have set a timer. You know,
there's
so
no way you can sync the timer
so
up.
So we meet at high noon. I set this timer to high noon. I do a little physics. I do some physics, and I triangulate where the sun's going to be at high noon. I put my metal shield up there. And at high noon, we step into that arena, and we are both dead. Before either of us even.
No.
All right. You know what? I'll give you round two
Okay,
I'm going to concede round two.
Number one, this doesn't exist.
Because I want to, not because you're telling me to.
First and foremost, you picked a weapon that does not exist.
Well, it was in the works. And I think that by now, if they had continued working on it, they would have figured it out. So
no, they wouldn't have.
All right.
So,
all right, sure. You get
two.
Okay.
Heart
fine.
Kicked your
I'm
ass.
I'm going to get. No, I'm.
You died.
Heart didn't kick my ass. We're both dead.
No,
I'm giving you round two because I want to, not because that you're saying that I have to, because that's not the way this is working.
All right, round three. This is the big decider, because now there's a lot of pressure
on
this.
Sure.
It's future weapon time, baby. Yeah. Let's get creative. This is you probably should have saved this for future weapon.
No, this is actually during World War II, so.
It's not even real. They don't even have a prototype.
Well, but they were working on it. They had a prototype.
All the pictures are just drawings or graphic designs.
Yeah, they had blueprints, dog. Just because it never came to fruition.
No,
you go ahead. You go ahead.
No, you go first.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do quantum stealth camouflage.
Oh, I knew that. I saw this one.
Yep. Quantum stealth camouflage. I'm taking a page out of Rue's book. Shout out to Rue in The Hunger Games. Pretty much.
Is this the invisible? I don't want to get ahead of you.
Yeah, this is light bending technology that mimics the surrounding environment. There are no pictures on the internet because it's just so high tech and high security that the military just isn't. Yeah, it would just be a picture of nothing because it's so invisible and great. It's effective against both infrared and thermal scopes, and is one of the most efficient camouflage systems, which I would imagine, because it's essentially a cloak of invisibility, like the one in Harry Potter. So, good luck.
So, what's your plan? You're going to just blend in with the Colosseum, walk up to me and strangle me?
Not walk up to you. I was going to essentially, lay down or whatever on the ground, wait, and then, I'll wait for hours, dog. I'll take a nap if I have to. And then once you let your guard down, I'm going to come and I'm going to take your back and I'm going to choke you out. I'm going to put you in a rear naked choke and I'm going to get you to tap.
What I'm hearing is that this kind of sounds a lot like collecting.
Relax.
Tell me not. You're blending in. You're going to buy. So you're going to wait. You're going to play the long game on this one.
Oh, I'm definitely going to.
You're not
going to
bum rush me.
It's round three. I'm playing the long game.
Oh, so I don't really understand how you're going to kill me.
Well, I'm going to put you in a rear naked choke. I'm going to get you to tap. And if you don't tap, I'm just going to knock you out.
So you're going
to
take my back?
Essentially, yes.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
And you think just because you're invisible, I can't get you?
That is exactly what I think.
You're telling me that there's no way that I can get you because.
Yes, that is what I'm saying. Because you can't see me, dog.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Like John Cena.
Exactly.
Okay.
What are you bringing to the table?
I think I beat you.
I don't think so.
I think I beat you.
Well, let's hear it.
Could you, real quick for me, just explain that one last time? Just the technology behind it. What is it?
It's light bending technology that mimics the surrounding environment.
Okay. So I'm bringing, for round three, the Taser Shockwave.
Okay.
There's a picture of it.
Wow.
So the Taser Shockwave is a large-scale area denial system designed to help assist with riot control situations. Here's how it works. Essentially, a large modular system for firing numerous Taser X26 stun guns in a 20-degree arc.
So it's a wall of stun guns is
exactly
what you're telling me.
But listen to this. It can do it in an arc of 20 degrees with a 25-foot range. Now here's the catch 22.
Okay.
The Taser Shockwave is also capable of being daisy chained with multiple other units.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to line them all around the Coliseum.
Okay.
I'm just going to set them off. So wherever you are, mm-hmm. you're getting fucking tased.
So I want you to walk me through how. All right, so let's just pretend that we both walk in. I have this cloak and you have however many, 25 of these.
One. You know what? I'll have one.
You have just the one.
I'll have one.
Okay,
you
so
have
how
one
are you,
cloak, I have
So
one.
How are you going to get me with it?
I'm holding it shield like.
No, you're not, because that thing's massive. I'm seeing the picture. It's huge.
I'm like behind it. It's like
okay,
a shield.
Okay.
Like I'm behind it.
Great.
I'm just waiting.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm just going to bing. It's going to go.
Okay.
I'm just going to sit there. While you're playing the long game, I'm also going to play the long game. And whenever you get, if you get within 25 feet and a 20 degree radius of me, you're toast. You're going to get shocked.
20 degree radius or 20 degrees angle wise?
Like.
Because you are standing, you have 360 degrees of availability.
My back's against the wall.
Okay, so you have 180 degrees of availability. So you're going to have to move that thing 9 times to get every angle in front of you.
So my back is against the wall, and mm-hmm. my computer, the way that I'm set up right now,
sure.
is the thing.
Sure.
So if you
so it's in front of you.
Well, it's also going to be on one of those. Like,
yeah, so but you're telling me is you're going to have to move it 9 times to hit 180 degrees in front of you.
You know when Rambo, when he's...
But it's not a machine gun. I'm sure it takes time to recharge and
I'm setting it up on.
Yeah, so you'll be able to move it freely,
absolutely.
Which is great. Great.
I have 180.
You're still gonna have to move it 9 times to hit every angle, and in that time, I think that I'm gonna be able to maneuver around. Maybe go to a spot you've already hit, confuse you, play the long game. Bing, bang, boom.
There's
you're
no
done.
Way. There's
I think
no
that
way.
You would lose this one a lot.
How do you see that?
How do you not see? You're not going to be able to hit the entire Coliseum with that thing.
I don't need to. I just need to be able to do it. I have to keep
But you
a
don't know where I am. So
you can't come
to...
within 25 feet of me or you're done.
What if I'm coming on from the
this
back?
This thing is a wall
what if,
of destruction.
What if I'm coming from the back or the side
you
where
can't
it's not
come
pointed?
From the back because my back's against
okay,
the wall.
Okay, what about if I'm coming from the side that it's not at? You said that
I'll,
it covers I'll, 20 angles.
What you didn't
20,
take into
a 20 degree
is
angle.
That you're going to leave footprints.
It's sand, dog. I'm not going to leave footprints.
Not only can I see the footprints, I can
You're not
going
to be able to see any... No, you're not. Because I'm just going to be shuffling.
I can hear that.
We need the people to vote on
I
this.
Need,
because
no, I
there's
need to
no
honestly
way.
Think about this for a second.
I honestly am thinking that I'm going to kick your ass in this.
Because even if you were to like get within the radius, knock this thing over, so mm-hmm. I no longer have a weapon, mm-hmm. you could still be invisible.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to get it. You know what I mean? There's just a whole lot of variables here. I think just weapon-based, I win this battle.
I mean, define weapon, you know? I mean... You're going to stun
this
me?
This is going to do more
best
damage.
Best case scenario, you stun me. And then what?
You're
and then I'm just stunned.
Have you ever gotten stunned by this? Look at this thing. If you get hit with that.
Yeah, that's a lot. I don't know if it's non-lethal.
It's
non-lethal.
It's not lethal.
It's
but
non-lethal.
You're down.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm down.
You
but then I'm
do
down,
down.
And then I'm down. And then yeah. I'm invisible when I'm down. You
I
guys
feel,
are right.
No, but I feel like this shock will screw up the technology.
I don't think it will.
You don't think so?
I don't think it will. It's quantum stealth camouflage.
I feel like,
that,
I mean, in all honesty, right, you have to imagine. I feel like that's made for recon.
Okay, you know what? It would mess it up. I still think that I'm going to rue it out. I'm going to lay under the sand. I think I'm going to win this one.
Okay, so I'm going to set you a hypothetical situation.
Okay.
And you tell me if this is very realistic mm-hmm. or unrealistic.
Okay.
You approach me.
Mm-hmm.
I shock you.
Sure.
You go down.
Sure.
The cloak no longer works. I then walk
proceed allegedly.
Allegedly, I proceed to walk over your laying there, your unconscious
mm-hmm,
body.
Mm-hmm.
I piss on you.
Oh wow.
That's just for dominance.
Aggressive, sure.
Then you kind of like look up, you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
I stun you again.
Oh wow.
You're really shaking.
Mm-hmm.
Give you a little bit of a teabag. Just
oh, wow.
a little bit.
Wow.
And then I just walk out of the Coliseum. I don't even
wow.
end you. I just want you to have piss and been teabagged on.
Okay. I want you to think about then this is the scenario the way that I'm gonna picture
okay.
it.
Okay.
We both walk into the Coliseum and you have to look for an outlet. To plug your thing. And you don't have an outlet. There's no outlets because we're in a Coliseum. So
this does not require an outlet.
So your thing doesn't work.
That doesn't require
an outlet. You know what my weapon is? A glass of water. And I just throw it on that thing.
You can't
because
you have to
shatters.
Get within 25 feet of me and before you
I
do
just
that.
Run really fast.
No.
I think realistically, yeah, sure. You know what? Your back's going to be up against the wall. That's great. It covers 20 degree angle. There's 180 degrees in front of you. You're going to have to move that thing 9 times to hit all the angles.
What's well, a 20 degree arc?
Exactly.
So what does that mean?
So it means that you're going to have to move it 9 times to get everything in front of you. While you're doing that, in those 9 times, those 9 movements, resetting it up, redoing whatever you have to do, I will have moved, I will have gone around, and I will have put you in a rear naked choke, gotten you to tap, and walked away.
I guess we're just going to have to each buy one of these weapons and try
I think it. That we're going to have to set up a poll and see what the people think.
Do you think Teagle Nation would answer that?
Would Teagle Nation answer a poll? I hope that they would.
Okay, let's say round 3 is undecided.
Sure.
Let's review one more time the weapons that we brought, and then
let's go to our honorable mentions.
Let's review
okay.
these and then we can
okay.
be done with
okay.
them. So, hand-to-hand combat, Matt, what'd you bring?
The Sicilian Bull. I take the dub.
Cool. I brought the Madu.
I brought the Sun Gun, which is a crazy name.
The Vespa 150 Taps, I won.
I have the, hard to say. I have Quantum Stealth Camouflage.
And I have the Taser Shockwave. Mm-hmm. Once again, if you want to see these weapons, it's up on Instagram. Check it out. Without further ado, let's head into our honorable mentions. You want to just alternate?
Yeah. My first honorable mention is the Duck's Foot Gun. Used during the 19th and 20th centuries, it is pretty much a pistol with four barrels that they would use for riot control or like shooting into groups of people. It's one pistol with four barrels all spanning out.
Do you know what I thought it was going to be? Huh. A duck walking around with like...
A gun. Yeah, no, it's not that. But like, I guess guys on ships would use it because, you know, they're all fighting in the ships, and prison guards would also use it. So
why do prison guards need that?
In case of a prison riot. Have you ever seen Prison Break? Riot bomb, bomb, bomb. That's a good song. Have you ever seen Prison Break?
No.
It's a good show.
Junk show.
Good show.
One more time. What is that called? The duck fire gun?
The duck's foot gun.
The foot duck gun?
The gun of the duck foot.
The gun the foot, foot duck?
Foot. No. Duck's foot gun. Duck's foot gun.
I mean, along the animal line, I brought the bat bomb, which I...
Bat bomb is tight.
This is really cool. So it's just like a little cage, a canister. It looks like a bomb that you would... aerial bomb you drop. It was designed in World War II by the Americans. And in that canister, they just put a bunch of bats in there with bombs strapped to them. They would release that canister from the air to be dropped over a city. At this point, it was Japan. The canister would open, bats would fly all over the city, and then they would just explode.
Yeah, that's insane. Chaos. That has to be the craziest thing
ever. How did they get that past PETA?
That's what I really want. I mean, I guess in, you know, times of grave, you know, societal
stress. Do you think PETA just doesn't care about bats?
They are mammals. They're the only mammals that can fly, allegedly.
We can fly.
Not with our own arms.
Yeah, but we fly.
Yeah, but... we're not the only mammals that can... No. That's the only mammals that can fly. You're unreal. We can't fly without a plane. Plane's not a mammal.
We're mammals that fly.
What's your next one?
Dude, I just went. It's your turn.
The vomit gun.
Are you just walking around with...
vomit gun. No. It is a non-lethal weapon that pretty much it's used for like riot control, all that good stuff. It just emits light, a pulsing light, and it just makes people vomit just super violently. Intense vomiting and nausea. So
I gotta say, dude, it's the non-lethal ones that are the most lethal.
They're the most just effed up.
They're so...
That's crazy.
That thing just flashes
light. That's insane. And you just vomit. Like, that would be horrible. Going toe-to-toe with a guy with a vomit gun?
What's worse, in your opinion? Mace or the vomit gun?
Oh, my God. Probably... I mean, I've never been maced, and I've never had vomiting induced by strobing light. But I'm going to have to go with a vomit gun. Mace is going to be painful and really, really shitty. But to get hit with light and just be vomiting, that just sounds so unpleasant.
I just can't imagine what the next, like, 48 hours looks like.
After that? Yeah. You have a headache. Like, I'll tell you that right now.
That's
you have
crazy.
A big headache.
Massive headache. Yeah.
Right? I low-key probably should have brought that one into the arena because...
Dude, you would have... If you had brought that in... Can you imagine you and me going with a Taser Shockwave versus just shocking gun? Each other? Like, Jesus, I'm shocking you, I'm vomiting. Christ. Like,
yeah, that's a rough one.
Do they sell those on Amazon?
They do not, but there you can find out how to build them online, and it's like $100-something for all the supplies.
You can bring those into the – you can build that?
You can build – there's instructions online on how to build them. God. Yeah, it's insane.
Damn, should we build one and give it away to a listener?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Could you bring that to the dorm room?
You might be able to. Okay.
Would the RAs confiscate it?
They probably wouldn't know. They'd probably just think it's a flashlight. And then, bam, you just hit them with it. And then they're just puking in the hallway.
They're just going to be naked puking in the trash can.
So what's your second one?
NPR Matt likes that story. My second one is Greek fire. This was used by...
Did you get that from Game of Thrones?
No, this is a real thing. But
it is real, right? Yeah.
No, it's fake. I just Googled it and it's fake.
No, it's from Game of Thrones. It's real, dog. It was in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's the Game of Thrones thing, essentially. But it was actually used.
What does it do?
It just sets other boats on fire. Like, they would just go...
It burns water, right? Burns. Isn't that what it does?
Sea fire. It's also known as sea fire, Roman fire, and sticky fire.
Sticky fire. That's what they called me in high school.
That's not your bid.
Yeah, it burns. It burns water.
I should have brought this
That's
in
That's awful. Well, but yeah, you would have also had to bring water in, so it really wouldn't have worked, right? I should have just brought a flamethrower and just light, like, lit you. I don't know. I should have brought a tank. I don't know what I was thinking. Just bring a gun, dude. Bring a normal gun. I don't know what I was thinking.
I should have brought my, this is my third one. I'm just going to jump ahead of you because your picks are trash. Lipstick pistol.
What?
It's called lipstick
pistol. That's what they called you in high school, right?
That's what they call me now. Lipstick. That's what people around me call me. It's like the lipstick. It's lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
One shot. KGB operatives use it during the Cold War.
It's just a small pistol.
It's what? No, it literally looks like a lipstick. It's
yeah. So it's a small pistol.
You just press a bench, boom, it shoots.
It's not big lipstick, right? It's small lipstick, right?
No, it's big S.
And it's also a pistol, so it's a small pistol.
Big L.
My last one. This might get Pete on us, but I was doing when I was researching. I saw a bunch of stuff about how the Russians would train dogs to run to tanks with bombs and drop the bombs, and then the dogs would dig out. So my last weapon is Abuela with a bomb in her mouth.
Dude, I saw that, and mm-hmm. I was thinking the same thought, but I didn't want to bring it to the table just because.
I know.
Do you think she could even carry a bomb?
If it was like a lipstick-sized bomb.
Let's ask her.
She's not going to want to talk to us. She's
asleep.
Ask her. Nah.
Do you think they could hear that?
No, she every time you hand her the mic, she gets up, she smells the mic, and then she puts her head back down. She's not in the mood to talk.
It's because her dad just said that she would strap a bomb to her.
I did not say I would strap a bomb. I would put the bomb in her mouth, she would run up to you, she would drop it, and then she would run back to me, because I would have teriyaki chicken, and then it would blow you up.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Weapons are crazy.
Yeah, the bowl, the Sicilian bowl was a lot for me. I was like, dude, this would be pretty much the worst way to die ever. You're getting essentially just cooked alive.
Well, it's crazy, right? Because before gunpowder and guns, it was
killing is so inhumane. It's so humane now.
Yeah,
like low key, it's so humane now. Like you just get a little piece of metal in your brain, and that's it immediately.
Did you see the thing when we were googling? Did you see the thing? It was like motion tracking bullets.
Yeah, crazy.
That's crazy.
Not the move. This is insane.
Do you think they can actually do that?
I mean, dude, the military is getting all of our tax money, so it's got to be going to something, right?
Damn.
Research, I guess. I mean, the military knew about climate change before anybody even accepted it. Military is way ahead of, like, everything.
I actually just want to go ahead and thank Colby for this one.
Oh.
Because I never really had done any research on weapons before.
I was not a big weapon guy, yeah.
I'm kind of anti-W, but I'm kind of pro-W now.
Oh, yeah. Now you're all in on defense spending.
I think we need to spend more on defense, to be honest with you.
Yeah, a couple trillion is not enough.
I want them to bring back the Vespa, but just on birds. Can you imagine the bird 150 tap?
You can just rent it in downtown.
Imagine the bird, but instead of like the headlight, it's just that shockwave, and it just tases people.
And you're just vomit. Everybody's just vomiting.
Oh my
god. The whole city, all of the Pearl District is vomiting.
That'd be tight.
That'd be a lot. That'd be
can I make a request?
Yes.
Teagle Nash, to all of our listeners out there, old, new, what would you bring to the Coliseum?
Stand up. Yeah, let us know.
What would you – do you think you could beat me or Matt? Because
– I don't think so.
No freaking way.
Absolutely not, yeah.
Considering I kicked Matt's ass.
Considering I didn't lose a single round, then I don't think so. I mean, if anybody else has any good pod ideas, they want to request a spepisode, leave a voicemail.
If there's one thing that you guys should have taken away from this is if you call in and say, do an episode on this, we will do
it. If you request a spepisode, the odds are in your favor. We might just do that.
I can 100% guarantee you that we'll do it.
Well, we might.
I'm telling you right now, 100% we will. If you were to call in and leave a voicemail that we can audibly understand, yeah, we're doing that.
Episode. Yeah.
Because number one, that's less work for us.
Sure.
Like, maybe exactly. This whole podcast will just become them calling in and being like, talk about this.
If we can get Teagle Nation to really stand up, then we could just stop working altogether and just do pods about the voicemails.
Again, Colby, we can't stress that. This was tight.
Huge.
We got to give them an unsolicited sponsored content.
At Wayward and Wild.
What do they sell?
Waywardandwild.bigcartel.com.
Don't you have a shirt or two?
I have some gear. It is so soft. It's great. I love it.
It's awesome. I have a dad hat.
The dad hat's nice. They have good colors. Good design. Color. I love it.
Super comfortably. Yeah. They're also just two tight chicks.
They're two chill senior dudes.
I think I
That could be misconstrued.
They're a couple of cool gals.
Yeah, they're two swell
chicks. So go ahead and give them a follow once again at Wayward and Wild.
waywardandwild.bigcartel.com.
And I think with that, we're just going to wrap up this episode.
Bam.
We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Spepisode out.
Don't go anywhere.
Literally, see you tomorrow.
See you in 24
Is there
hours.
Such a thing as too much content? Because I think we might be hitting the threshold.
Buckle up. See you guys later.
Bye.